Jim Pycraft joining us here. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm actually filling in for Chris.
Oh, you're filling in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm okay. Assistant coach, but yeah, Chris is doing a good job there. So.
Well, let's get into the expectations for the Wildcats this season. I mean, obviously things are pretty exciting in LaGrange. I hear there's a big event coming up on Saturday with the first high school football playoff game being played there. But we're here to talk about wrestling today. Yep. So what's the outlook this year for the Wildcats?
Well, we're looking forward to it. We got a pretty good junior class this year, a lot of them returning. And we have one senior. I think we had seven of them that were district qualifiers last year. So we're looking forward to some of them doing what they do best. So.
I mean, that's a nice thing. Usually a coach is hoping for, you know, at least two or three guys coming back that have advanced past the sectional level, and half your lineup was there last year. I think all of them were underclassmen. I don't think there was one senior in the group, so that's kind of cool. Nope. That's got to be, I mean, you want a nice core, but actually there seems like there's more kids that are experienced than not now in the lineup.
Right. We only have one senior this year also, and he was one of them, Brandon, and he wrestled pretty much on the off season, and he kept his weight under control. Last year he wrestled heavyweight for us, and he made it down to 220 at the end of the year and wrestled at the end, and he stayed down there to 220, so we're looking for good things out of him this year. And he's one of the pretty good leader of the team. He's always got a good attitude and stuff like that, so we're looking forward to doing that.
Coach, talk to me about the schedule a little bit. You know, we're Lorain County 8 is back and formed up this year, and sometimes especially in like Lorain County, you see the same people way too often. Do you guys make an effort to get out to some different places to see some different people?
Yeah, we're going to some different tournaments. This year we got out of the Brecksville tournament over Christmas, and we picked up a couple of other places, and we got a couple of duels that we're going to go with this year. So ones that are not, you know, like Brunswick that'll be somewhere, you know, different. They're actually doing that in the daytime. We're going to have two matches in the daytime during school, and that's going to be kind of different for us. And then next year they're going to come to our place, and we'll have a daytime, like in the middle of the afternoon, right when school's going on. So we're going to have that a little bit different this year, and hopefully get a little more support from the kids from the school.
Jimmy, you know, Keystone's always been one of those programs that I watch them in the beginning of the year, and you know who the known commodities are coming in the start of the season. But invariably, Keystone's one of those schools that always gets to the end of the year, and there's some kid that has just come miles and makes an impact on the and gets to the districts and sometimes even on state meet. Who's that kid going to be for Keystone this year?
We got a couple of them that should do pretty good this year. We got Cody Green. He was a freshman last year, and he ended up being a district qualifier. But he's wrestled all the way up through, and we're looking for good things from him, and all the junior class, pretty much all of them. You know, we got Luke and Jose and Nick Hickman and Brandon Healy, Burswell. They were all pretty steady for us last year and improved a lot over the summer. You know, they wrestled over the summer, so a lot of them got better. So we're looking for good things from all of them.
We kind of mentioned several times in the show the Cobus Insurance Classic at Avon Lake, which is kind of the season kickoff tournament. And one of the interesting stories last year, the Keystone was involved in, was the top three guys, Nick Hickman, Brandon Smith, and Luke Moore, were all heavyweights to start that. Because I think they're probably football players, and they're
right.
You know, they're not really used to cutting weight because they're playing, you know, right up until the start of the season or whatever. But that was kind of cool, and they all placed in that tournament too, which is really neat. But then Nick Hickman. An incredible drop last year. End up becoming a district placer, just a match away from going to the state tournament. And then Brandon Smith, I guess, is going into the season, as you mentioned, already with the weight cut out. But usually in these high school tournaments, I mean, they don't have big kids are a little bit more rare, and the log jams are all down on the lower end of the thing. Keystone is kind of a rare thing where you've got guys kind of trying to fill spots on the top end, but that's kind of a cool thing to have, I guess.
Right. And Hickman actually is coming in at 82 this year.
Oh.
So he's already dropped another weight class over this summer, and he's played football, whatever, but he had an injury and he had to rehab a little bit. So, Brandon's coming in on weight. And, you know, last year Brandon just didn't believe in himself that he could get down there. And when he finally made up his mind to do it, he did it and did a really good job. We were proud of him.
I mean, with the lineup that you guys, with this returning experience you guys have, and with some definitely, you know, high end wrestlers. Nick Hickman, again, a match away from state and stuff like that. Luke Moore was a sectional champion last year. You guys have to be kind of one of the favorites for this new county to win this inaugural Lorain County League Championship. Is that a role that you guys kind of embracing and kind of like having these kids be motivated and pumped up to go in there and possibly win that first title?
Yeah, that's always fun to win those things. But, you know, we try to get the most out of them every week. You know, look at one match at a time. You know, we try not to look down the road too much, trying to get them focused on doing what they got to do right from the get-go. And a lot of them have already done it because they've been working over the summer, and that's how they get started. And a lot of them just got to believe in themselves, and a lot of them are doing that now. So,
Jim, you did a much better job answering that question than Coach Griswold did with the football meeting, because he did everything he could to duck that question when we talked about a conference championship with the football. So tell Coach Griswold that you topped him on the whole conference answer there when you see him.
All right.
Coach Pikecraft, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here today.
Yep, thanks.
Good luck to you and the Wildcats
yep,
this season. Again, that's Jim Pikecraft with the Keystone Wildcats stopping by here.